SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Thailand and Cambodia have signed an expanded ceasefire agreement during a ceremony in Malaysia attended by President Trump.
This agreement follows President Trump's threats of economic pressure. That pressure helped stop skirmishes along the disputed Cambodian-Thai border earlier this year. The ceremony marks President Trump's first event at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. Mr. Trump is using the trip to enhance his reputation as an international dealmaker.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A New Jersey officer has been charged with misconduct after making personal stops instead of rushing to the scene of a reported shooting.
Prosecutors say Franklin Township Police Sergeant Kevin Bellaro did not quickly respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting turned out to be a double homicide. Bellaro had been the on-duty officer on the evening of August 1st when police received 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming in Pittstown. They say rather than responding quickly, the officer first drove to an ATM. They also say during the time he claimed to be investigating the shooting, he was already on his way to a pizzeria. Bob Agnew reporting.
The FAA has lifted the ground stop at Los Angeles International Airport. An LAX spokesperson confirmed it was lifted around 10:30 this morning, about 2 hours after it began due to a staffing shortage. Only flights, though, between Los Angeles and Oakland were affected. The ground stop at LAX comes as the government shutdown rolls on. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned again this morning that Americans should be expected more flight delays and disruptions this week as air traffic controllers continue to go without a paycheck. Trick-or-treaters may find more fruity candy than chocolate among their Halloween handouts this year. Global cocoa prices have really gone up. This is SRN News. How influential is religion in this country?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 68% of Americans think faith is generally losing influence in society versus 31% that say it's gaining influence. The survey also reveals that 59% of respondents think that religion is generally good for the country. 20% feel the opposite. Everybody else isn't sure. The view of faith as a positive thing for society has been increasing gradually since 2019. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors have decided that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges after his arrest over social media posts critical of transgender people. Linehan, known for co-creating Father Ted and the It Crowd, was arrested last month at Heathrow Airport. His arrest sparked a debate about freedom of speech. Supporters, including Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, argued that UK laws stifle legitimate comment. This is SRN News. This seat is taken.
Spanish police have arrested 7 people suspected of stealing over 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars. The thefts occurred in Madrid and a nearby municipality over 2 months. The group, consisting of 6 men and a woman, targeted 18 establishments in August and September. Police estimate the stolen property is worth about $69,000. The suspects face charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly resold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Keith Peters, Washington.
The World Series is tied at 1 game apiece after the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 5-1 in Toronto last night. A dominant pitching performance by Yoshinobu Yamamoto set the stage for the win. Yamamoto completed the entire game, retiring the final 20 hitters he faced. More details at srnnews.com.